Welcome to day number 73. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, and I strongly encourage you to listen to the introduction that we just posted that will really help us understand this Mishnah, but also has a bunch of frameworks that will help us understand many of the following Mishnayos. And with that in mind, I offer just one more introduction that is very specific to this Mishnah that we learned, really just a review of what we learned yesterday, and that is that we do not separate tithes on Shabbos. We do not separate Trumas and Maasros on Shabbos. Why? Because separating Trumas and Maasros is like being metakein the produce. It is fixing the produce. You are not allowed to eat it before it was tithed. Now you tithe it, now it's allowed to be eaten. You basically fixed it, you finished it on Shabbos, and that is not allowed. So with that in mind, with the introduction of the other introduction that we posted before, and with all of that in mind, let's learn Mishnah Dalet. Mishakara Shem, the Trumas Maaser Shel Demai. One who designated a portion of Demai, this 10% of this 10% should be to Trumas Maaser, will go to the Kohen, right? They did that before Shabbos. You designated, you said it, you were Kore Shem. This 10% will go to a Kohen before, you did that before Shabbos, or will the Maaser Ani Shel Vadei, or if you designated this 10% will go to, is considered Maaser Ani, you designated it before Shabbos, that is Vadei, that's not a Demai anymore, that's just general produce, because if it was Demai, this is just a side note, if it was Demai, you wouldn't have to separate it. We learned that listen to the earlier introduction, because all you have to do in that case is designate it, you wouldn't actually have to give it to the poor. In this case, we're talking about when you separated it from regular produce, not Demai, and you would have to give it to the poor. So in both of these cases, the bottom line is that before Shabbos, you were Kodesh Shem. You designated the area that would be Maaser, and that already discharges your obligation. So what can you do on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, Lo Yitzlein B'Shabbos. You are not allowed to then do the Hafrasha. You're not allowed to separate it and give that produce to the Levi in the first, I'm sorry, to the Kohen in the first case or to the Ani in the second case. You separated before Shabbos, which is wonderful. You fixed the produce. You discharged your obligation to tithe, but you're not allowed to then separate it and give it to the others on Shabbos. The explanation given is because it will look like you actually separated, you did the entire tithing on Shabbos, which is not allowed. To others who see this, they'll think, oh, I guess you're allowed to separate tithes on Shabbos, which is obviously not true. They don't know that you did it really before Shabbos, and you're only giving it to the recipient now on Shabbos, and therefore we stay away from that. You do not do that on Shabbos. If there was a Kohen or an Ani who generally ate by him, then yavo v'yochlu, then they actually can eat at your table on Shabbos, and you're allowed to give them this Trumas Maaser or this Maaser Ani that you designated before Shabbos. You're allowed to give it to them on Shabbos. You just have to let them know that what I'm serving you now is Trumas Maaser that I separated before Shabbos, or what I'm serving you now is Maaser Ani that I designated before Shabbos. Why do you have to make that clear? They're allowed to eat it. What's the difference? The answer is that if you don't tell them that, they'll think that you're just being so generous, you're just giving them regular food that even you could eat. And that's Gneva Stas, that is deceiving them. And in fact, you are getting benefit because they're going to feel really good towards you. Wow, the person is so generous, sharing of his regular food with me. And you're not allowed to get benefit from Trumas and Maaser, right? You have to give it with no strings attached. It just has to be totally a gift to someone else. You're not allowed to get benefit. And by not telling them, if you were not to tell them that this is Trumas Maaser or this is Maaser Ani, they would assume that you are just being very, very generous. They would feel indebted to you, and you would actually be, you would benefit from Trumas Maaser. You're not allowed to do that. But the bottom line is that as long as you let them know, you can they can partake of that food at your Shabbos table, even though generally you would not deliver that that Trumas Maaser or Maaser Ani on Shabbos. Mishnah Hey, Ha'omer L'misha Eino Nam on all Maasers. If you tell someone who's generally not believed when it comes to Maasers, but you tell a person, you make them your messenger. Kach li m'misha hu ne'eman. Please go buy produce from someone who is believed. U'mimishu Maaser, or for someone who is known to separate tithes properly. Someone who is Ne'eman, the first case is someone who never buys from an Am Haaretz. The second case is someone who might buy from an Am Haaretz, but we know they tithe properly. Either way, you tell someone who is not generally believed by Maaser to go buy produce from someone who is believed. Eino Ne'eman. The person is not believed to say that, yes, I bought this produce from someone who is believed. Why? They themselves are not trustworthy when it comes to Maasers. So we also, they're certainly not trustworthy. If they're not trustworthy to separate Maasers themselves, then we say, okay, then we don't believe that you bought this from someone who is trustworthy, either because maybe they don't appreciate the gravity of it and they would lie about it, they would say they got it from someone who is believed, but it really isn't someone, or perhaps They just don't know because they're Amei Aretz. They don't know the complexity of it. They'll buy from someone who they really think is a Naaman because they don't fully understand the complexity, and it ends up that the person they bought it from was not fully trustworthy. So they are not believed. May Ish Ploni, but if you say, go buy this fruit from Shlomo. Shlomo is a known chaver, is a known Naaman. Everyone knows that he tithes properly. Go buy it from Shimon. Harei Zeh Naaman. Then they're believed to say, yes, I bought it from Shimon because it's easily verifiable. You can just ask Shimon, did he buy it from you? Okay, halach likach mimenu. If he went to go buy from Shimon, va'amar lo, lo matzasiv, and he comes back and says, I couldn't find Shimon. So instead, v'lakach bilach me'achar shu ne'aman, I bought it from someone else who is believed, then it's right back to that first case, then it's eino ne'aman again, since they are not believed themselves to separate, they're not believed to get it from someone who did. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue with Mishnah Vav tomorrow.